Now that the election is over, countless groups are figuring out how they can make a difference in the Trump administration. One that might have some traction is the National Military Families Association. It wrote a letter to the president-elect explaining what service members' families hope from him. Federal News Radio Scott Mossione spoke about this with Joyce Razor, the association's executive director.
Military life in and of itself comes with a lot of uncertainty. So that it's the job, and military families understand that. So it's the job of the administration, to say, where in this uncertain environment can we insert more certainty for families? And where an administration can make a difference is things like pay, ensuring those regular pay raises consistent with what's in law in terms of parity with private sector wage increases, ensuring good access to quality health care on a certain basis so that if a family needs an appointment for a sick child, they know they're going to get an appointment for that child if they need it. And support for families while a service member is deployed so that people know that's there, they can count on it, and then continued support for service members and families as they go through all of the uncertainties and transitions that come with military life, not just deployment, but frequent moves, support for spouses' careers. So the message is, we know military life is uncertain, but some things don't have to be, and that's where we need your help.
One of the things that your letter brought up was that sequestration is a huge problem. How do you see things going forward now that the legislative branch and the executive branch are aligned as far as parties go?
The administration and the Congress, run by the same party, certainly should make it easier for us to hold them accountable for moving forward to end sequestration, come up with a budget agreement that recognizes the needs of our military, the needs of our national security, and provides the funding for it. So, yes, conceivably it should be easier to come up with that kind of deal, but there's no excuse now, folks. We need to hold the administration and Congress accountable for actually ending the continued threat of sequestration.
The 2017 NDAA has a lot of changes for TRICARE built into it. We don't know if it's going to pass, but it does have increases in premiums for active duty military families and some retirees. What is your stance on those increases, and where do you see TRICARE going in the future?
We think the system needs reforming, and we're talking about the whole system. But the reforms can't just be efficient for the government. They have to actually enhance the patient experience. They have to enhance access. They have to enhance quality. And more importantly, any reform has to be addressed to the whole system, not just to what happens in the purchase care, the private environment, but also what happens in the military healthcare side, the military hospitals and clinics. Most of our currently serving families get their care from a military hospital or clinic. And the complaints about access, the complaints about quality are coming from there. And I think some of it is budget driven. But some of it is just not, we haven't had the focus we've needed on quality patient experience and access.
What are some of your expectations from this next president? We know that this is a change in party, but Donald Trump is also kind of a change in what a classic Republican is. So what are you kind of expecting from this next president once January 20th comes around and past that?
Well, we're going to look at who this president appoints to key defense jobs. Who are they going to pick for Secretary of Defense? But as you look at, for us as supporting military people, who's going to be that undersecretary for personnel and readiness? What's their background in looking at some of these military benefit personnel issues. Assistant Secretary for Health Affairs, Congress is going to come up with some kind of reform for TRICARE. We're going to need somebody, and the military health system as a whole, we need somebody in that policy spot who has an understanding, not just of military health care, but of what's happening in health care in general. And then looking at the OSD position of Deputy Assistant Secretary for Military, Community, and Family Policy. What's the background of that person in terms of their understanding of the needs of military families and how to manage policy decisions that will support military service members and their families? We have a lot of critical issues going on right now. We talked about the healthcare reform. DOD is in the process of implementing that brand new retirement system. And so we're going to need folks in the Pentagon focused on people, focused on outreach, focused on education, focused on continued support and making those programs and systems work for military people and their families.
And as far as your letter goes, have you received any response from the transition team or from Trump himself?
Not yet. This was only a first shot. I mean, we are reaching out to transition, the folks that we know who are on the transition process, and just at this point, we're just trying to, you know, socialize that message about priority given to service members and their families.
Great. And final question for you, you know, do you care to kind of venture any guesses as to what may happen in the next 4 years as far as military families go, what we might definitely see and what might be a little bit of a reach?
I think it's going to be a given that our military will still be called on to put themselves in harm's way to support our national security, that they're going to be asked to leave families behind while they serve our nation. But other than that, I mean, we couldn't, you know, when George Bush came into the office, we couldn't have predicted 9/11. This is an uncertain world. We're not going to know exactly what's going to happen and where our military is going to be needed, but history tells us one thing very clearly: our military will be needed.
Joyce Razor is Executive Director of the National Military Families Association, speaking with Federal News Radio Scott Massioni. Check out Scott's coverage at federalnewsradio.com.